the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Welcome back to another show this weekend. We're really glad you joined us. My name's Tony Bush, in the studio this morning with Mr. Randy Melzer.
Good morning, Tony. Nice to take a little break from the brackets and basketball and sit back and talk a little business today.
And we're talking business this morning. We're going to be talking about insurance and the value of insurance to entrepreneurs. And our guests this morning are Bill Bradley. Bill is the Vice President of Business Banking at Bank First National, one of our sponsors of BizTalk, and we thank him for that. And our other guest is Todd Creasy. He's with Ansay & Associates. Todd is a commercial insurance advisor. We're going to be talking about the importance of, the value of, and the need for insurance if you're in business, not only for your own sake, but because lenders are going to require it as well. So I want to say good morning this morning, Bill, to you and to Todd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, tell us a little bit about Bank First National, your background, and what do they do? They just opened a brand new office on West Wisconsin Avenue in a very famous location.
Yes, in January of this year, we opened our new Appleton location right at 41 Wisconsin Avenue, right by the Fox River Mall. We're really excited to be in the community. We've been, we had customers around the area for a long time, and now we just made it more convenient for existing customers and for our new ones. Mm-hmm. Bank First has been around since 1894, starting in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it's stood the test of time, and we are very well performing Wisconsin bank.
And you're growing. Your new office in Appleton. You've got presence in Oshkosh.
Yes, yeah, we continue to grow. Our thought is to grow around people. Yep. We're in a people business. People have businesses, and we lend to those people and help them succeed.
So you offer consumer lending as well as business lending and other supporting type of services. Do you have trust services or financial planning services as well?
We are a traditional bank. I mean, our thought is to be really good at boring banking. You know, we hold on to money for people we know, and we lend it out to people we know and businesses. Our partners on the trust side are a Legacy Financial over in Mena, and then we partner with Ansay & Associates on the insurance side.
Super.
And Bill, you work here out of the Appleton office, correct?
Yes, Appleton is my home base now, and on the commercial side, we're in our cars out by our customers and their companies a lot of times also.
Right. So.
And Todd, speaking of insurance, you're representing Ansay Insurance this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, what is your role over at Ansay? What sort of insurance agency is Ansay?
I'm a commercial insurance advisor. Ansay is a family-owned company that's been in business 70 years.
And what sort of lines of insurance does Ansay offer?
Commercial, personal, health, benefits.
Okay. Is there a partnership between, Bill just alluded to, a relationship between Bank First National and Ansay? That's been a long-time history?
It has, yes.
Okay. Good. And how many representatives do you have in your agency?
We have over 200 employees.
And you cover the whole state of Wisconsin?
We do.
Do you go beyond the state of Wisconsin?
We do if it comes to they have multiple locations or multiple states.
Okay. And we're going to be talking business insurance this morning, so we're going to be taking our first break in a couple of minutes. Is there anything you want to tell us about any special programs that Ansay offers or expertise you have in the business insurance area?
Well, I think it's important to have an advisor that specializes in one thing. So I started as a captive agent where I had to specialize in multiple things like life, personal, commercial. If you have someone that specializes just in their area of expertise, it's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. And we're running into some. Do you have any questions, Randy?
I was just going to ask, you're located here in the Appleton office as well. Okay, and where is that located?
4351 West College Ave.
Okay.
By the Fox River Mall.
All righty. And you are, like you said, you mentioned two words there that was kind of interesting. You said talking about captive versus you would be an independent. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what could you give me just a little fill-in on the difference of what that's all about?
So a captive agency only has one market.
Okay.
Whereas as an independent agent, you have multiple markets that you're accessing.
Okay.
So when you say market, you're saying you represent various insurance companies.
Companies, correct.
As opposed to a State Farm or an Allstate that's just, it's one captive insurance company that offers a lot of different lines of products.
Correct.
So when a business owner were to call ANSA and say, I need some insurance for this, you have the advantage of looking at how many different insurers do you represent?
Over 40, so we have access to quite a few. So generally speaking, a captive company may go to them and they may not have, they just can't do it.
Correct.
Whereas we may have five or six companies that could do what you're doing.
And then you can not only pick out the best price, but you can pick out
the best insurance program.
Program for mm-hmm. them, because it isn't all about price, is it?
No.
Their value lies in what's the program made of, not just what the cost of the program is.
Right.
And real quickly, how would you advise a business owner when it comes time to evaluating who to pick as an insurance agent? What should they be looking for?
Someone that really specializes in just commercial or that understands their business correctly.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. This is our first of about three breaks in the program. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge, know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there, making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And you're welcome back to BizTalk. That was a really fun break we had while you guys were listening to ads. We were having a pretty good laugh here in the studio. But we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter this morning before we get back to our guests, Todd and Bill, here in the studio. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We service a seven-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And SCORE is a national organization. And we're very proud to be one of about 350 chapters. And by the way, we're going to be 40 years old in May.
Yep.
And we're going to tell you a little bit about that upcoming celebration on May 3rd. But we also want you to really understand that SCORE is there for the life of your business. And if you're thinking of starting a business or if you're already in business, you can contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org. And you can request a free and confidential mentoring session with an experienced mentor from SCORE who's been in your line of work or could help you with that issue, whether it's marketing, accounting, HR, intellectual properties, cash flow, banking. We have experts who can help you and mentor you and be a sounding board to further your success as a business owner. It's free and it's confidential. Again, you can reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. And on that website, you can fill out an application for mentoring services, hit the send button, and probably within 24 to 48 hours, a mentor should be contacting you to set up an appointment. So check us out. It's free and it's confidential. We're talking this morning with Bill Bradley, who's the Vice President of Business Lending at the Bank First National, and Todd Creasy, who's really kind of a character here at from ANSAI Insurance, a commercial insurance advisor. Todd, tell us a little bit about the different types of insurances that business owners should be looking for when they're in business.
So from a broad standpoint, there's property coverages, there's liability coverages, there's auto, there's inland marine, there's crime coverages, there's workers' compensation, there's an umbrella, and then each one of those can have various facets to it. So, you know, liability, for example, you might have a contractor's errors and omissions coverage. You know, inland marine might be things such as property in transit or installation floater or covering equipment that's traveling.
That crime. Almost sounds like a boat, doesn't it? Inland marine. I mean, right. It's a crazy name.
Yeah. Yep, on the personal line side, yeah. It would be yeah. that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, that one, especially for people who transport other people's product. I mean, you know, like, you know, say you're a computer specialist, and you pick up that computer, take it back to your shop, and then take it back to the owner, and somewhere along the line there's a traffic accident and that materials are damaged. That's where that comes into play, correct?
Right. That's where property in transit would come into play, because it's items in your care, custody, and control. So whether you own it or not, that's where you'd want to make sure you cover that. By the same token, if you're at the job site and they drop those in the loading dock, let's say, and those are stolen overnight, that's where you would have an installation floater to cover items that haven't been installed yet,
okay,
that are still arguably mm-hmm. in your care, custody, and control. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a contractor such as a carpentry guy that has the windows delivered, even if the owner bought them, you know, you could have a scenario where those get stolen,
okay,
and that's where you'd cover them under an installation floater.
Because that does fall back to the contractor then,
right,
as far as liability.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. When you're setting that up, when do you start thinking about those kinds of questions about what kind of insurance I should have and what kind of liabilities do I have? When should you, if you're starting your business up, when should I really start thinking about that?
Right away. You know,
okay.
You really need to meet with your insurance advisor, and that's where it's very important to have someone that's specialized in just the commercial area so that they understand what all your exposures might be, because every business has a different exposure. Manufacturer, it might be more important for them to have business income or business interruption. You know, an artisan contractor, they're all at job sites, so it's not quite as important for business income. But for them, if they're hiring subs, you know, it might be important to make sure they're getting certificates for their subcontractors. You know, for a restaurant, business income could be very important, but also property coverages mm-hmm. could be very important. So there's so many different, you know, it depends on the type of business, I guess we'd say.
Todd, when someone in business has insurance programs and they launch their business, or they're in business now for 20 years, shouldn't they review those policies and those coverages on an annual basis? Because things change. Laws
yes.
change. Coverages change.
Ideally, every year you should be reviewing. But, you know, the other thing for small businesses, you know, when we talk about hiring new employees is understanding, like even from a work comp standpoint, what classification codes they should go under, because they might be able to split out multiple ones. You know, if you're a carpentry contractor and you do siding and roofing and you do, you know, multiple things, a lot of times you can break those down so they're not just stuck in the highest cost code.
Mm-hmm. And an annual review is really critical, because if the business owner isn't paying attention to that and their business is growing, they may need more coverage. They might have exceeded the coverage limits or added more employees or another location or more vehicles on the road.
Correct. With the autos, they may be adding new autos or trying to understand, you know, coverage from the standpoint of if they have it in their personal name versus business name, and just crossing the bridge with all the different things that can come into play that way. And equipment especially, see many people adding equipment.
Yep. And we're going to take our second break right now. We'll come back for the longer segment in the program right after this break, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're having fun this morning with Bill Bradley at Bank First National and Todd Creasy of Ansay Insurance, and Randy Melzer and I were having fun in the breaks, and we're hoping you have fun listening to the program. We're going to give out that phone number for you real quick. It's 281-1150, 281-1150 here in Appleton. Give us a call if you have a question on business insurance or maybe even some family insurance. Todd might be able to address some of those questions for you this morning, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. We can tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter right now. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring that we mentioned in the last segment, we also have a number of seminars that we put on during the year. Randy, bring us up to date with what's going on with seminars.
All righty. Well, yeah, we just completed our Simple Steps program, which is one of the important seminars we do. It's five segments, covers about 16 hours on everything you want to know about business, startup, and all the way through to the needs for all of your different associates that you need, like the insurance and the banker and all of that. We had a very, very successful program. We're going to be bringing that back out again here in the Fox Cities, probably in September. We usually do it right at the end of September.
Cool.
So look for that on our website, foxcities.score.org. The other thing, of course, coming up, Tony, this one's very near and dear to your heart, is we are having our anniversary for SCORE here in the Fox Cities.
40 years.
40 years we've been involved. And so we're planning a pretty big celebration because in addition to the reception that we're going to have on May 3rd for that program, it's also Small Business Week. And so we're going to be incorporating a lot of things along those lines, putting it all together and really celebrating the successes of small business here in the area. So again, keep an eye out. We'll be doing a lot of things. It'll include a reception at Liberty Hall.
Liberty Hall.
And
5 o'clock on May 3rd. The program actually begins at 6 o'clock, so we'll have a little networking, registration, fun time going on. We'll have food and beer and soda and wine for the folks. It'll be a cash liquor bar. Entertainment will be there.
Yep.
And the program's going to go till 7:30. And then we'll hang around for another hour, hour and a half, and just network and socialize.
Right. And like I said, we're really celebrating all the things that SCORE has done. So
a lot of fun.
But that brings me to another thing. I mean, we're having our celebration. Bill, you guys have got a brand new office over there by the mall. I understand you're going to be doing a celebration.
We are. I guess we could call it the pre-party for the SCORE party.
that works for me. We'll bring the signs.
We are going to have an open house week, April 18th through the 22nd.
Cool.
And then on Wednesday, April 20th, from about 4 to 7, the chambers will be there to cut the a ribbon, and we'll have a little party. Have some food and drink to have people stop by.
You work with Mike Dempsey, and I know Dempsey, I've known him a long time. He loves to throw a great party. This should be a good time.
It is, yeah. Mike is one of the founders of Waterfest down in Oshkosh. Yep. If any of you make it down there on Thursdays in the summer, he's very passionate about that.
He was featured on the last issue of Business News on the front page as a volunteer.
Yeah, great article.
He's a great guy.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Good man. Yep. Should be fun. And we got a lot of things coming up in SCORE.
Right.
We're also working with CAP Services once in a while and doing joint seminars with them.
So, yeah, look for anything that's going on. Go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. Look under local seminars, local programs, and we keep you up to date on that stuff.
Super. We also want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring this program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Unions, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, and Bank First National. Bill Bradley's vice president with them, and we want to thank them for being a sponsor. Also, we want to thank Candeo Creative and Oshkosh for helping to maintain our website for BizTalk at biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed a program or you would like to re-listen to a program, we have them archived out there, biztalkwithscore.com. Have fun with that. And we also want to thank Business News for promoting our program and their daily or their biweekly periodical, The Business News, for $20 a year. If you're not subscribed to it, you should be. If you're in business, you want to keep abreast of what's going on in the business community, The Business News will help you do that. Getting back to Todd this morning at ANSA Insurance, Todd, tell us a little bit about some of the stories that you've come across with business insurance, and what would your biggest advice be to business owners when it comes to insurance?
Well, I guess we can start from like a liability standpoint,
sure,
because any contractor or business has a liability exposure, whether it be from a product standpoint or a completed op standpoint. And so when we look at coverages such as like supplemental property damage, or some companies call voluntary property damage, that would be like if a contractor was out and they were installing a patio door, if they were to crack that patio door, like the glass, they would have to draw coverage from that. Your normal liability isn't going to cover that. Mm-hmm. So the normal liability has a care, custody, control exclusion. So it's very important to make sure that you have enough coverage, mm-hmm, on the supplemental or voluntary property damage side to cover those items that were in your care, custody, and control.
Mm-hmm. Todd, where can folks get a hold of you if they have a question or they want to follow up next week after the show? How can they get in touch with you?
They can either stop by the office at 4351 West College Ave, and there's multiple agents that could help too. But otherwise, our phone number at the office is 920-560-7000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Bill, at Bank First National, how can folks get a hold of you if they'd like to inquire about some banking products or services?
Yeah, we love visitors. Stop by, check out our new office over at 4201 Wisconsin Avenue, again, right in the outlot of the mall. Next to IHOP, 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. And then telephone number, 920-609-3401.
I didn't have my pencil handy. What was that again?
920-609-3401.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Todd, while we were talking before, you hit on a lot of different types of insurance and coverages and stuff that people need. One of the ones that you mentioned is one that people don't think of a lot, and that is when you call your business continuation or income protection. How important is that, and what does that really do for you?
Well, it helps protect the business from the standpoint that, let's just take a restaurant for an example. If they have where a fire happens on a Friday, and even if it's a small fire, they could be out closed for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're up in Door County, that might be a summer weekend where that's where a huge amount of your income comes from.
Sure.
And so normal business income or business interruption has a 72-hour wait period. So it's very important for your agent to give you some options where maybe they lower it to a 24-hour or maybe even a zero-hour, mm-hmm, deductible.
And when we're talking about that, now you said fires and that type of thing. What about, because we see a lot of the situations with natural disasters and so on, people don't think about a flood or high winds damaging the building and so on. Does that also get covered when you're using these income protection kind of thing? Let's say the area is shut down, no electricity for 48 hours.
Yeah, it depends if you have, there's a lot of coverages like utility interruption that you can add and overhead lines. And there's a lot of areas that come into play that you have to add endorsements,
sure,
to cover.
Okay, so. But that would be where your agent comes in again.
Right. And on the property side, when you talk about damage to the building, that's property insurance.
Okay.
So
all
not
right.
as much of a business interruption. But the business interruption can also include things like ordinary payroll. So if the business is down for months because of a large fire, you can keep your own skilled employees so that they don't go work for the neighboring guy and then decide they're just going to stay there.
Good.
Yeah.
So.
If you have a question for Todd this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Todd, when it comes to employers with business owners with employees, workers' comp is a big thing. What are some high points that they need to consider when they have employees regarding workers' comp?
The biggest thing is sometimes people would say, especially new startup businesses, feel as though they don't need work comp. But one thing to be very mindful of is that most health insurance plans out there have a work-related exclusion. So, well, many times they just figure their health insurance will cover it. Many times it doesn't. And, so sometimes they'll be like, well, I have disability insurance. Well, there's exclusions on those types of policies too.
So if someone has injured their back on the job, they're working in the warehouse, and they pull their back out, that's a work-related injury, it may not be covered by the health insurance carrier.
Right.
It has to be covered by the employer's workers' comp program.
Yep.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yes. And for growing businesses, there's some things to keep in mind. You know, let's say you start off as a roofing contractor, but you have a new employee you hired that does a lot of siding. If you don't have that payroll broke out when it comes to audit time, according to state regulation, they can put all of his payroll in the highest rated code, which would be the roofing, which could be $35 per 100 of payroll.
Wow. You know,
so. Paying a lot of extra premium, and just for a little record keeping, they could keep the business owner could keep their costs down.
Correct. They could break out for the various facets of what they do. Now, there's certain codes that can't be broke out. You know, clerical can't be broke out. Salesperson can't be broke out for obvious reasons. Every business owner would say, well, I'm just clerical.
Yeah. Well, it's important, I think, the concept of insurance. You can't get it after the event occurred. Hey, can I get some insurance now? I just cracked my car up.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
So business owners have to be proactive, and they have to think about insurance when they start their business, or at least if the expiration date's coming up, start reviewing the policy, right?
Right, yeah.
Because once the event happens, there's just no way to go back and get coverage.
And one thing that Todd has done a great job when he's been with some of my customers is going over that exclusion page of the policy.
Yes.
And making sure everybody's on the same page of, hey, if this happens, it might not be covered.
So when you have a situation like that where it says, okay, on the policy, this is excluded, that is excluded, can the client ask for that kind of coverage? Can you add that back in and so on? Is that possible?
Sure. Yep. There's all sorts of different endorsements that we can add. You know, one of them, for example, we talked about was that voluntary property damage. You can increase the limit sometimes. So sometimes there might be a very limited amount included. And then other times, you can build up even more coverage to it.
Okay. Looks like we have a caller.
We have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Mary. You have a question for Todd or Bill?
Yes. I'm starting a business that will be for auto repair. And we will have 5 employees, and I'm just wondering specifically what kinds of insurance do I need for an auto repair business? And also, specifically, do I need anything special for the kinds of materials like the oil and lubricants that we're going to have in the building?
Sure, because most of the stuff will stay on premise, you can cover a lot of those items under your property insurance. Obviously, with multiple employees, you'll need workers' compensation. An umbrella would be something you could purchase. And so generally, they cover it under a garage-type policy, which has liability that extends to vehicles that you're repairing. And so the liability can expand to multiple portions of the business.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for the question this morning.
When you're talking about that type of thing, again, as an independent, you know the various different carriers out there. Are there some that do just certain things, cover certain kinds of businesses and so on? How do you find out who's who out there, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, many carriers have what they coin as niche programs where they're good at something, you know, so... You know, a church mutual is an example. They're very good with churches, as it would sound, you know. So, I mean, each carrier varies definitely what they specialize in. And obviously, as their book size from a premium standpoint grows and is larger, they can write more and more of that business at a cheaper rate because there's more loss holding capacity. So if they do get some of the claims and that, you know, they can cover them.
Todd, talk a little bit about, we hear a lot, errors and omissions insurance. And, you know, what is errors and omissions, and where does it exist? What kind of policies would it be covered in?
So, for example, as an insurance agent, we have errors and omissions to protect us in case, for example, someone calls in or emails to add a vehicle and somehow it gets misplaced and it doesn't get added. The carrier, in theory, can deny coverage, and so that's where it would fall back on our errors and omissions. So now from the standpoint of engineers and lawyers, everybody would have an exposure, whether it be professional liability or errors and omissions.
That would include people like consultants as well.
Exactly. Okay. And even contractors, too, can have that. You know, it can be as simple as they were putting some siding on and The siding didn't line up right, and so there's not really property damage. They maybe made a mistake, and mm-hmm. there was an error made. And every carrier is a little different. Some have a trigger where there's required to be property damage in order to have coverage. Some don't require that.
And getting back to the annual review for insurance coverage, some of these companies might change something they had last year. They might remove it or add it or tweak it or modify it. And the value of an annual review is to sit down with the insurance agent and go through that every year for the business owner, because you may go 4 or 5 years thinking you have that, but it got changed 2 years ago.
Yes, we're trying to manage their risk as they grow. And as they're growing, their risk, you know, their exposure changes. And as it changes, we're trying to help them walk through that. And, you know, people say, well, I can go insurance poor if I purchase all this insurance. Well, so that's where if your agent lays out what the costs of each thing are, and then you can lay out, well, this one you have to have, you know, work comp isn't a choice. You know, that's something you have to have. But this is, you know, something you could choose. Maybe you want to purchase some employee dishonesty. Maybe you want to purchase this. But at least if you know the costs associated with the various coverages.
I think you hit it right on the head there. You manage their risk.
Right.
Every business owner has risk, and they don't understand all the risk, and they certainly don't know how to manage it all. The value of an insurance agent, especially I think an insurance agency that has multiple carriers, you have options to help manage the risk for that business owner.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the risks that we kind of look at a little bit, we were talking about this too, is when I'm as a business owner and I may be hiring someone else as a contractor or whatever, there's a device called a certificate of insurance. Could you kind of expand on what those are? How do I check them over? Why do I need them, and from who?
Sure. So as a contractor, if you hire other subcontractors, let's say as your business is growing, you get very busy, so you decide to sub out some of the business, you would want to make sure you got certificates of insurance from them showing that they have liability coverage. And quite honestly, you probably want them to have workers' compensation too, because your insurance carrier at the time of audit, at the end of the year, they'll audit to see where your payrolls came in. They can hit you for what are called uninsured subcontractor costs, which can be very expensive, especially, for example, if you were hiring a roofing contractor, because they can load it in at the full cost to you.
Okay. And if I'm hiring somebody, then my name appears on that contract, on that certificate?
Correct. So with a certificate, like if you were hiring subs, you'd want to be additional insured on their policy, so on that certificate, so that basically if a claim came up, you could turn a claim direct into their carrier versus having to try to work through the process.
Great. We're going to take our last break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to wrap up with Todd and Bill this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First National, and Mr. Todd Creasy, a character, I can tell you, on the break time anyway. Ansay Insurance, he's a commercial insurance advisor. If anything, if you don't have a question on insurance, give him a call. You'll enjoy the conversation. Bill, let's talk a little bit about the banking relationship this morning. Todd's been sharing some very helpful information on insurance and business owners should consider things. But what is a lender looking for when they're making loans to businesses regarding insurance?
Yeah, the insurance piece is very important to the bank. You know, when somebody's expanding and they're adding another piece of equipment for $1 million, and we're lending them money on that, if they have a fire or they have some tragedy, we want to make sure that there's insurance, not only for our well-being but for the company, because that insurance is going to cover that piece of equipment, which is what we have a loan on.
Right.
And otherwise it would be fairly uncomfortable for the company to scrape up $1 million if they don't have the
right
piece of equipment working anymore. The other piece is on the life insurance. I mean, a lot of times our family owned and privately held companies, there's a few people that are very key to those organizations, and you want to make sure that if something bad happens, that the company can continue and it doesn't place a big burden on the surviving spouse or other family members. So a lot of times we'll, take an assignment of a life insurance policy, and then we always are the lender loss payee on equipment or on real estate also.
And the proceeds can be used to pay the loan down, which benefits the surviving spouse and the health and well-being of the business.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, well, that brings us to that important point in the show right now. We've got about 2 minutes to go on it. So I need a biz tip from each of you. Todd, you want to go first?
Sure. I guess if I had to say what my business tip would be, it'd be, for new business owners and ones that are growing, is to form a good team of advisors around you, So from obviously an insurance advisor, whether it be commercial, the health or employee benefits, or personal insurance, and then you'd want an accountant, your commercial lender and legal counsel, should all be part of your team.
Outstanding.
That's
advice.
Good tip.
Okay.
Bill.
Yeah, I would second that. Make sure, that group of people should be an extension of your business. Don't just call them and tell them good stuff, but we can be a resource, and we are a resource. That's our job.
And I know you guys hate surprises anyway, so keep you posted on what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So one more time, Todd, how can folks get a hold of you or your agency? You have a website or phone number?
We do. The website's just ansay.com, ANSAY.com.
Yep.
And as far as the local office goes, I can be reached at 920-560-7000.
Super. And Bill at Bank First National?
Yes, website is bankfirstnational.com. And our new office is over at 41 in Wisconsin Avenue by the mall. Stop on by. And my number is 920-609-3401.
And when was that party going to be? You have a party coming up.
We do. April 20th, 4 to 7 is our grand opening, and that whole week we'll have different stuff going on during the day. So April 18th through the 22nd, and then April 20th, 4 to 7 p.m.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Gentlemen, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was a great program. We had a lot of fun, and it was some really good information shared.
Thank you.
Good luck with your new branch, Bill, and hope everything's well. And thank you, Todd. Good luck with ANSAY.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.